This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I got a report that Mexico sent its military or police or whatever to the southern border to stop the migrant horde. And I said earlier that that's what I would do. You know President Trump had to make that phone call. So anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Let's begin by talking about Donald Trump calling Stormy Daniels horseface, which I happen to think is kind of funny. I think it's fitting. Stormy Daniels looks like a horse. Now, that's not a bad thing. He said, great. Now I can go after Horseface and her third-rate lawyer in the great state of Texas. She knows nothing about me. A total con. So I think he's going to unleash some hell on her. You know, probably say, now that she's opened the door, let's get it all out there. Make sure that the left see that she's a liar. They're liars. The media is a liar. Remember, Cohen was supposed to have all this information? And it was about Stormy Daniels and the payoffs. So Trump can go after him. And I hope he does. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. His statement about Horseface triggered social media outrage. And when I read that, I thought, I hope it's for the horses. I mean, would you want to be associated with a porn star? If you were a horse, it's such a majestic animal. Stormy Daniels is now, when I think of horses, I'm going to think of Stormy Daniels. Nobody should have to go through that. Oh, we've got Michael Avenatti. He chimed in. Well, let's hear it.
The sad day in America when the President of the United States calls a woman a horse face. Donald Trump should be ashamed of himself. I don't care if you're on the right, the left, or the center. No man should call a woman a horse face, especially the President of the United States. I have two daughters. I think it's a disgrace. I don't care what your political persuasion is. You should condemn it as well. It's wrong.
Michael, wow. Guy that wants to be president. He also tweeted this to Donald Trump. Tens of millions of Americans are tired of your fraud, lies, and corruption. They are equally tired of your attacks on women. Especially the ones you have had sex with while cheating on your wives. We and the UN, I'm not kidding, in brackets, are laughing at you, not with you. This is so funny to me. So now it's Trump against women. I think they tried this before with Rosie O'Donnell. Holy mother of Megyn Kelly, is anybody going to wake these Democrats up? Donald Trump doesn't care if you're anything, if you're a woman, you're a man, as we say in the vernacular, 8 to 80, blind, crippled, or crazy. If you go after him, he will come after you. That is the hallmark of a fighter. That is the hallmark of somebody you're willing to back, get behind. America, you need to speak up. We have. We approve. And then you start getting to where you can tell. Oh my goodness, you can tell the rhinos from the, you know, the good guys from the bad guys. Ben Sasse, Republican out of Nebraska, rhino. President Trump should not have used the term horseface to disparage Stormy Daniels. Hey, lucky for him, it's not going to get him fired from Fox. In fact, I bet you money that even though he calls Stormy Daniels a horseface, Fox will still let him on. Yeah, apparently he gets a few more ratings than Kevin Jackson. Who's that Kevin Jackson? You know, I think it's... Horseface, scumbag, skank, whatever. There are words to describe people who do the wrong thing. So let me just give it to you this way. You've been accused of having an affair on your wife with a porn star. Your trophy wife. Your lady, okay? And then they want you to just dismiss it when she says, I've got the, you know, the, like I said, not any real proof. They thought they were going to have all the proof. What do you call someone? Listen, just pretend for a second leftists, I'm speaking to you. Pretend for a second that you don't believe it. That you know that Stormy Daniels is not innocent. What would you call her? It's like I said, if you're Kavanaugh and there is a woman who's accusing you of being a serial rapist, you know your history, etc. And let's, for the leftists again, for a second, just pretend that you agree that she's lying and none of this happened. What's the name for her? So, you know, before people have this reaction, oh, that's such a terrible thing, you might just ask yourself, what if it turns out he's right? Because Trump is alluding that he's going to open up a can of whoop butt on Stormy Daniels in Texas and get all the truth out. And it's funny to me how the people who want the truth out fight so hard to get it out. Look at the Democrats. Oh, you can't release that. It'll be national security. Then it's released and redacted, and it proves that the FBI is colluding. And they're like, well, it may not have been national security, but it shouldn't be done. And let me tell you, we got a lot to talk about in the next segment. We're going to be talking about Mueller and what he's doing because his report's ready. Anyway, social media outrage. Ben Sass. You don't call women horse face. That's not the right move. That's not the way men act. How do men act? You know, explain to me how. Because I love these guys that are, you know, they are the purveyors of how men should behave. How should you act when somebody says that you did something that you didn't? Something that could have ramifications in your marriage, in your career, etc. How should you act? House Speaker Paul Ryan, they say, rebuked President Trump for calling the adult film actress Stormy Daniels horseface, saying in an interview, and I love this, there's no place for that kind of language. I love these goody two-shoes rhinos. There's no place. Let me tell you something. There is a place for those kind of that kind of language. Don't play games. Oh, I would never say something like that. That's just terrible. Yeah, check out Paul Ryan behind the scenes, Ben Sass behind the scenes. Find out what they say. Oh, we're Republicans. We don't say such things. We're, you know, sophisticates, intellectuals. We're cosmopolitan. That's all a lie. See, this is what we hate about politics. It's so distant. Paul Ryan should say, look, the president probably shouldn't have used that language, but I understand it. I get it. You know, we want him in his public face to present a certain type of picture, but we've learned that he's not going to do that because you know what? He's under attack. And I think there are many Americans who agree that that shouldn't be the way that that Stormy Daniels telling lies about him. If it proves that she's lying, that's the way I would attack. He could say 1,000 things that essentially say it's probably not the good form, but I get it, but he doesn't. He does that. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Mueller's report. They say it's nearing completion. It's complete. Don't believe that lie. It's complete. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. If you want to contact us, and I hope you do. The Mueller report is complete, but he's holding on to it, we're told. Interesting. Don't want to let that bad boy out, huh? Any guesses as to why the hottest report on the planet? I mean, if the Mueller report was a dude, it would be a Chippendale rolled into Tom Selleck in the 80s, rolled into James Dean in the 50s or 60s, rolled into, I don't know. I mean, it would be all of that. If it was a chick, it would be on the, it would be a Victoria's Secret model that graced the cover of Sports Illustrated magazine that is the hottest runway model in the country. You get what I'm saying? It's that sexy. Oh yeah, it's sexy. And you have paid a lot of money for this report, taxpayers of America. You conservatives? You want to know what's going on? You paid for what? It was $17 million in August. What is it now? $20 million. You've paid a lot. You want something for your money. We worked hard for the money, pum pum pum, so hard for it, honey. We want it. We want our report. And you better treat it right. But now Mueller is saying he's going to delay. He's delaying this report until after the midterms. It's ready to go. As we say in the black community, it's red. It's red. It's red to go, ain't it? You ready to go? Everybody ready to go? It's red to go. So why would he do this? Can you think of any reason why Robert Mueller would delay this report? He's delaying this report. Why? Let me take a guess here. A man who maybe has some major conflicts of interest and the report could reflect back on ugly self? I don't know. I'm just guessing. Because Robert Mueller should be sprinkled throughout this report. This is the dude that delivered the uranium in Uranium One. I don't think that's going to be in the report. And when your year-long plus investigation, how many years is this thing? It's 2 years, isn't it? No, it's not quite 2 years. It's a year and a half. It's a long time. It's over a year. Look, don't look at me like I'm crazy. It's over a year. And it's yielded absolutely nothing against the theoretical target. Because, see, Rosenstein left it open as to what you could go. Listen, let's just go look at the Russians and see where it leads. And let's definitely make it lead to Donald Trump. Okay? Now, that's it. So they've targeted Trump. They weren't targeting the Russians. They were targeting Trump. And in doing so, they found nothing on the target, but they have a veritable treasure trove of information against all of the people that are targeting Trump, including the guy who's over the investigation himself, including the guy who appointed the guy who's over the investigation himself, including the guy who's over the guy who is over the investigation, and the very guy who's recommended that James Comey be fired. Which was part of the reason for the investigation. Am I making myself clear? Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. Mueller is slow walking a report that we are waiting. This is like the next season of House of Cards before Kevin Spacey got accused of being a big fat pedophile. This is like waiting on Christmas presents as a little kid. You know, you're 7 years old and you can't wait to get up Christmas morning. I mean, I cannot describe for you how big this is. And we are we're in the middle of October, relatively speaking. We've got, almost 3 full weeks that we could get this report and start analyzing it and get it into the news cycle and understand it. And Robert Mueller doesn't want to tell you what's in it. Here's what I can tell you, though. Just speaking as a black man who's a pragmatist, I wouldn't call myself anything other than that. I'm a pragmatist. And if that makes me more conservative, fine. I'm happy with that label. But if this report ain't anything damning against Donald Trump or President Trump, and there are two separate peoples in this report. Peoples, I said it, plural. Two separate. There was Donald Trump that they wanted to prevent from becoming president, and there's the coup that continued against Donald Trump, and by the way, it continues to this day. But if that report had anything, Donald Trump, you know, we measured his hands and they really are small. Or we saw Donald Trump's, you know, naughty bits and it really is little, whatever. If it had anything bad to report about Donald Trump, you know it would have been leaked. See, that should tell you everything you need to know about this report. Adam Schiff and his team of leak freaks would have put anything out if it were negative. I can imagine all the leftists who have seen this report. Let me ask you, do you think for 1 second that there are not a whole host of Democrats who haven't looked at this report? That they've known all along the way, the connective dots that are going along. They have seen it connect, and you haven't heard a single leak. They got Manafort, they got Cohen, and they got Papadopoulos, right? Papadopoulos is going to serve, they said, anywhere from no time to a few weeks in prison. He'll get no time, and he got a $950 fine. Manafort, they say, turned state's evidence. Where's that gotten him? Nothing. They've got Cohen, Trump's attorney, former attorney. Now, if there's anybody who's got dirt on you, you guys have heard me talk about this, it would be your former attorney. He knows more about a dude than his mistress. And here's Cohen. He's vetted them nothing. So what do they have? Not a single leak, not a morsel. But how many leftists have seen this report? They all work on the investigation, and I'm using my finger quotes. They're all a part of this farce. Why is it, with all these Hillary Clinton supporters, everybody in the food chain that hates Donald Trump, and nothing is leaking about this report? Let me tell you why. This report is going to showcase all that was done by the cast of crooked Clintonians. That's what it's going to show you. This report is so damning, they are saying we cannot possibly release this report before the November elections, nor can we let anything leak about this report. And you want to talk about a watertight seal? You are witnessing it right now. All these Democrats that have seen this report, Hillary supporters, FBI people, you name it, DOJ, NSA, Clapper, Brennan, all of them, security clearances be danged. They have all seen this report, and you're not going to hear anything. This report will be kept secret. This report is more important than Barack Obama's citizenship, than his grades. That's how important it is. They can't let you know anything. Andrew McCabe. You know how crooked he's been. Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, James Comey, the Podestas, Barack Obama saying, keep me informed. Everybody in this food chain, all the people that Clinton knew. I mean, part of her little cabal. If this report leaks out, woo! Soon to be discovered leftist scoundrels are worried about this report. They tried to overturn an election and we got them. And this report's going to show it. I don't care when it comes out because we're going to get them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump threatened to deploy the U.S. military and close down the southern border if Mexico doesn't stop the onslaught of Latin American migrants coming from its country to reach the United States.
Former ICE Director Tom Homan says our asylum system needs to be revised.
Asylum threshold so low, you just got to say a couple magic words that the criminal organization teach you to say, and you get into the United States and you get released from custody.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he will not attend an investment summit in Saudi Arabia amid tensions over the disappearance of the Washington Post journalist. Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin of New York told Fox News that Saudi Arabia's reputation seems to be taking a hit with us.
While we're trying to get at facts, we also have a relationship with Saudi Arabia that is one that trust is taking a hit.
Thursday night, President Trump will be holding a Make America Great rally in Missoula, Montana. You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Brian Stelter, he's losing it. Remember the other day we had a clip with him and was it Ted Koppel? And Koppel was schooling him on Donald Trump and just the idea that Donald Trump is his own media, you know, media generation machine. And I'd walked you guys through the idea of understanding that news and media, this thing that we think of as like, we think of it differently. We see it as this, like what they call it, like the fifth estate or the fourth estate, meaning it's there to keep politics in check. It's not. It's a business. It's a manufacturing business. And when you understand that the manufacturer of news, you understand when it's on a 24-hour news cycle and everybody's trying to scoop whom, then you understand why it gets manufactured. And so then it caters to an audience. I mean, what do you think when somebody goes, well, our audience is this much or our demographic? Now, they may say we want to attract, you know, ages 30 to 49 or 18 to 45 or something like that. But it's whatever we're selling. It's like if you live in the Midwest, you might sell Doritos. But if you live in, you know, if you're running a business in the Midwest, but if you're running a business in, say, East L.A., you might sell Choritos, you know, a different type of chip that's catered to that audience. Think of it that way, and you have a better understanding of what this business of media is. But let's go back to the Koppel clip, because Stelter is just so surprised that when Koppel tells him, you depend on Trump, he's helping you, and you don't want to admit it.
Money, 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 money. Donald Trump has been very, very good for baseball. He has been wonderful for the industry. Your boss acknowledged as much a number of months ago during the campaign.
Les Moonves.
Donald Trump, huh?
It was Les Moonves.
Les Moonves also acknowledged it, but so did the head of CNN.
But that means
what?
If ratings are up, that means what?
The ratings are up. It means you can't do without Donald Trump. You would be lost without Donald Trump.
Chad, you know that's not true.
CNN's ratings would be in the toilet without Donald Trump.
You know that's not true. You're playing for laughs. You've lived through enough presidencies to know
there will be more presidents. What were the ratings before Trump, and what are the ratings now?
I would say we might be up 20%, we might be up 30%, we might be up 40%. If we go back down 40%, that's okay too.
Well, it may not be okay.
Of course it is. Well, but hold on. I reject reject the premise that these networks are making so much money off of Trump and thus we benefit from
it. Tell me for a moment, if you will, let's get away from CNN then, all right? Sensitive subject. Let's go to MSNBC. Is there a moment of the day when they are not focusing on Donald Trump or some intimately related subject?
Yeah, so that was Koppel schooling Stelter. But here's Stelter saying, and this was early in the Trump administration, here's what he had to say about Donald Trump and the Trump administration, where he says that the wheels are coming off.
I think there's sometimes a sense, watching and reading all this coverage, that the wheels are falling off of the Trump administration. And I think that causes some people to tune in because they want to know exactly how bad things are. But then it might cause other people just to tune out, not want to hear it, not want to try to make sense of it all. Is that something you've seen in the past, Jeff, or is this unique?
I think there is always a tendency on the part of a president's loyalists to look at negative coverage and say they're picking on him. But the difference is, first of all, you have a big counterpress. If you think back to Watergate and wonder what would it have been like had there been a Fox News, a Breitbart, a Hannity pounding away at the press for being biased and liberal and leftist, you wonder whether or not it would have developed quite the same way.
The truth is, the media doesn't know what to think. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. They're so off kilter, they don't know. They don't know whether they think they're generating news. They don't know whether Trump is doing it. They don't know whether it's positive or negative. And nothing's impacting him. Now they've got midterms coming up. They're scared to death. But I want to get to the actual tweet and what I wanted to be talk about this particular segment. And it has to do with Stelter's attack, the latest attack on Donald Trump. And this one's going to blow your mind. But here's the one we're going to be discussing in the next few minutes.
The president of the United States is the country's biggest promoter of misinformation. And he's been in an awfully chatty mood lately, super talkative, holding pressers and Q&As, interviews and chats on Air Force One. He called into Fox News one night this week and then woke up and called in again the next morning. And the result is even more pollution in the air and on the air. I wish this weren't the case. I wish the fact checkers weren't working overtime on his comments. It's usually and definitely a good thing for the press to have more access to powerful people. But with Trump, the downside of that access is that he's saying so much stuff that's untrue that it sows confusion and division. That's what USA Today did by running this presidential op-ed the other day, full of distortions. And that's what Fox and Friends did by putting Trump on the phone for 46 minutes and then not correcting many of the errors. So this is a list we made. This is all of Trump's appearances since Monday. Look at how many he's done, from that made-for-TV moment, swearing in Justice Kavanaugh, through a number of interviews with reporters, calling in to Fox News, etc., Q&As on the South Lawn of the White House, etc., etc. And his press tour is continuing today, with his first sit-down on 60 Minutes since Inauguration Day. So he is talking a lot with friendly outlets and promotional supporters of his, but he is also speaking with real journalists who are going to ask him tough questions. Leslie Stahl's interview is coming up. There's more to come in the coming days. There's obviously a political strategy at play here. All the other shows can analyze that. But let's talk about the journalistic conundrum. With this kind of access comes what?
Wow. The ramblings of a madman. Where do I start? The president is in a rather, well, he says he's the purveyor of fake news. And he says he's in a super chatty mood. A super chatty mood. And how does he rationalize this? He says, well, he called into Fox at night, and then he called in the next morning. Now, here's a guy that sounds like a stalker. He called into Fox at night, and I was checking him out. He called in the next morning. What's this guy doing? Now, what are you doing? Let me tell you what that is. That's called professional jealousy. Brian Stelter of CNN, who earlier I just played a clip where he's saying to Ted Koppel, what's the big deal about him? He's just Donald Trump. We don't care about the ratings. This guy is talking about Donald Trump on other networks. Do you guys understand how important that is? That is being the boss, man. I mean, it's one thing for Donald Trump to get a porn star to pay him. That's the boss. When you got people on a network talking about you doing something on another network, you know you're the boss. You are controlling the media narrative. He goes on to say, well, here's the problem. He's in this super chatty mood. He called in the Fox, and then he called in again the next morning, and he just put all this pollution in the air. This is fake news trying to reverse itself to tell you what Donald Trump's doing. Brian Stelter just told you exactly what his network does. Now, refer back to Koppel. Koppel says, Brian, you can pretend all you want. Your own media mogul boss, Jeff Zucker, says exactly what I'm just telling you. He may not say it the way I said it because he wants to soft shoe it. Without Donald Trump, you are nothing. Do me a favor. Just go to Google, go to AP, go to Reuters, go to Bloomberg, go to CNN, MSNBC, whatever. Look at what they have up at any given time, and I'm going to practically guarantee you one or more of the stories involves Trump above the fold, and they want you in, they want his name in it. If it's a Kavanaugh thing, Kavanaugh and Trump. If it's Stormy Daniels, how many of these outlets went Stormy Daniels had to pay Donald Trump when that story broke? How many of the outlets covered and he talks about the swearing in of Kavanaugh. How many of them covered it? He calls it noise. He calls it political, theater. It's not political theater. It's part of the role as a president. I mean, let's put it this way. It would drive me crazy every time I turned on the TV and there was stinking Barack Obama talking about a policy that I hated, but we had to live with. And he's up there trying to look presidential, playing a part, playing a role. He's saying, yeah, we need to move the embassy to Jerusalem, but he does nothing. He's saying, yeah, we got to address this illegal immigration issue, but he does nothing. He talks about how he's going to create jobs, and all he do is manipulate the numbers. And I see him every single day. That was pollution. That was me going, this guy is so out of touch. He doesn't care anything about us, blah, blah, blah. That was pollution. Now, did they bother to fact check Barack Obama with all the crap that he said and he did? I dare the media. I dare Brian Stelter, any of these PolitiFacts, all of them. I dare you to go back, look at what Barack Obama said pre-presidency, fact check baby black Jesus, and let us know how many lies this man told. But they can tell you how many Trump told. Short break. We'll be back in just a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices. And let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support, so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
He's too available.
That's what Brian Stelter says of Donald Trump. I remember the black press complaining to Obama. They couldn't get any access. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. What people want is access. And here's what they don't want. They don't want access with you giving them talking points, the things that you said over and over and over. We're talking about Donald Trump being a media machine. We're talking about Brian Stelter of CNN saying Donald Trump is too available to the press. In the last segment. That's what I played a clip of Brian Stelter talking about Donald Trump being too available. He said he's in a super chatty mood, and to recap, he called into Fox the night before, then he called into Fox the next morning. And he says when Donald Trump is speaking, the only thing he's speaking that he does is he gives you pollution. Well, let me tell you, that pollution generates a media machine. And you want to know why it does? Here's the real key. Pay attention, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. It's because Donald Trump is unfiltered. He tells you exactly what he's going to do without divulging how he's going to do it. He says, we're going to make America great again. We're going to bring back jobs. We're going to bring back manufacturing jobs. We're going to put tariffs on some of the types of things that we need in terms of our industry because we've been getting hosed. We're going to force our so-called partners, which I don't see them as partners. They're nice people, but they're not partners when they take advantage of you like this. They're going to pay their way with NATO. They're going to treat us fairly in currency, with intellectual property, with our businesses, and with fair trade. And that's how it's going to happen. And we're going to utilize the United States' economy in order to drive that. So I'm going to make the strongest economy in the world in order to make us have a stronger position. Now, he says that. Then he goes out and he starts negotiating. Look at him. We're in a trade war. And he says, call it whatever you want. But what we'll call it in the end is a successful negotiation on behalf of the United States. And all the nuance in between is where he works his magic. And the left, they don't get it. He tells you what he's going to do. They're used to Barack Obama saying things like, well, you know, when it comes to China, you want to, we've had a trade deficit for years, and we understand that, and some of these things we're just going to have to accept. And he gives you a platitude, and he placates everybody around him. You would think the media, if Barack Obama gave them, you know, some of these things just aren't coming back, they would say, well, isn't it your job to figure out a way to get them back? Yeah, I mean, that would be the logical question to somebody that tells you something can't be done. You go, what are you talking about? It can't be done. Are you telling us that because of labor rates and all these different factors that go into the manufacturing process, we can't do that in the United States? Oh, because we're working towards $15 livable wage and somebody else is working for 10 cents an hour. So we just got to get used to the idea that we're never getting that back. No. There are going to be changes on their end, and we need to be looking at changes on our end to make that balance work out. There's a reason why we're the most civilized country in the world, or, you know, amongst them. Anyway, he goes on to say this. He says, Trump creates pollution. Well, for him, the truth is pollution. Then they talk about fact-checking. We have to fact-check him. You don't have to fact-check him. Trump has been the most consistent president on the block. We're going to build a wall. We're going to tackle illegal immigration. We're going to tackle MS-13 gangs. I'm going to kick ISIS's butt. We're going to wage a war on terror they've never seen. We will freeze bank accounts. Anybody that's helping them, we will eliminate them from doing business with us. We will cut off their suppliers. We will implement embargoes, injunctions, whatever it takes. And we will deal with these other characters through our partnerships, mostly based on our economic stuff. But if we have to, we'll be prepared to go to war. And I will allocate money to the military. We're not going to fight wars on other people. People are going to pay their way. I could go on. None of this is crazy talk. That's exactly what a leader does. No fact checking necessary. He's been consistent about that. Now go look at Obama's record about moving Jerusalem, about what he was going to do in terms of jobs creation. And I'm talking about real jobs. I'm not talking about these nonsense jobs. How he was going to revive the economy. How he was going to help with race relations. And I could go on. He's done none of it. No fact check needed. Give him a big fat zero. But he says, he's good. He says, it's funny. He says, Donald Trump has too much access. Well, you know what? It's a good thing to have that kind of access from your commander in chief. Normally, this is Brian Stelter talking of CNN. Well, I mean, he's given us lots of access. Well, what's wrong with that, Brian? Well, nothing. It's really good normally, except he's actually telling the truth. And then he goes on to say, no, his untruth sows confusion. What are you talking about? As I said earlier, there is nothing untruthful about what he says. If you are a Brian Stelter, you hear it is untruth. And here's what really got me. This is the part that's most interesting about what he said. He said, USA Today just reported on something Trump said. Guys,
Let me tell you what you heard when you heard him say that in the previous segment. Brian Stelter is scared to death because he's telling you USA Today is a leftist rag that is now printing what Donald Trump wants. Then he goes on, he goes, and Fox and Friends did the same thing. They gave him 46 minutes for Trump to just talk about what he did. This is all leading to something even bigger. And we've talked about it on the show already, but I want to get you and I give you an idea of how afraid these people are. So he says Fox and Friends gave him 46 minutes. He says, get this, we've charted the number of appearances since this morning, and they put up a graphic to show you where Donald Trump has been as he's going on his victory tour post-Kavanaugh. And he's talking about that. He's talking about the trade deal he negotiated with Mexico and Canada and South Korea. He's talking about how ISIS is on the run. He's talking about how he's dealing with Russia, how he's dealing with China, the negotiations there. And it's all over the map. It's not just dedicated to Fox. He's been on multiple stations and in 60 minutes. I'm going to get to that in a second. So he's all over. The Trump media network is in full swing. There was a report, I talked about it earlier, that they're looking at the numbers and saying the media is so unbelievable now they don't know what to do. They're less than 50%, under 50% believability. Trump is rising in the polls. Media, unbelievable. Now, the media is its own worst enemy because they support people like fake Indian, Elizabeth Warren. They support fake rape victims like these scandalous, you know, scumbags. I'm not going to use my word. Blasey Ford and Svet, whatever her name was, Svetnik and Ramirez. And it's just a parade of fools that they're putting out there. So the media has no credibility, but they're counting Donald Trump's appearances. And one thing that he talked about, like that show, he called it the show, the swearing in of Kavanaugh, as if Donald Trump wasn't going to stop and swear in a justice of the Supreme Court. What did he expect him to do? Just to hand him over a robe and say, okay, here you go, like he's going to be a new sous chef at the restaurant. Here you go, here's your robe, get on back there, start cooking, get the prepping. So you can sense this jealousy, this thing boiling up inside of a Stelter. And I'm telling you, this is the entirety of CNN. He's representing them whether he wants to say it or not. Then he says, and then Donald Trump had the nerve to do a Q&A on the White House in the Rose Garden, which is where presidents do these things. He's upset. And Donald Trump, when he does a Q&A, he's like me when I used to be on Fox. I dismiss the nonsense. I just want to give you what I know you're interested in. And I'm not going to listen to entertain some, you know, buckethead on the left. So he's upset about that. And then he gets to this. He says he's about to do his first sit down with 60 Minutes. Well, he's done it since then, obviously. But here's what bothers Stelter. The fact that Donald Trump is no longer going to be known for just going on Fox. He's going elsewhere. But what it also tells you, outside of the professional jealousy of CNN, because I don't think Donald Trump's been over there because he calls them fake news. But the fact that Donald Trump is being asked, he's being embraced by new media outlets. And you know why they're doing it? Because Donald Trump creates the news. To get Donald Trump is a coup. When Leslie Stahl said, I'm going to be doing an interview with Donald Trump, that is the biggest thing out there outside of Fox. Because guess what? Sean Hannity can do it. Judge Jeanine can do it. Martha can do it. He was on with Shannon Bream the other night. He called in. Trump generates media. So here he is outside of the normal Fox now generating his new media. And he says, and he goes on to say, friendly outlets and real journalists. Well, guess what? 60 Minutes was real journalism. And then he goes on, he says, there are political strategies at play, but we're in a journalistic conundrum. Yeah, you are. You're in a journalistic conundrum because the guy you must cover is now going outside of the so-called safety bubble of Fox, and everybody wants him, and his word is going to get out over yours. That's what they're so afraid of, and they absolutely better be. I got to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.